We gather today because to not do something, to not say something, would be contrary to who we are and what we are about. For some of us, the realities around immigration are distant. For others, this issue is close, immediately impacting us, our parents or our children, our cousins or siblings, our next-door neighbors or coworkers.
Given the current political climate, it's an opportunity to bring people together at its core, and to reinforce that if we're truly living our mission, that's going to be embraced and named by those members of our community that are on the margins. And in this instance, those would be individuals who their citizen status might be in question or jeopardized given the political climate. But we want to reemphasize that in this learning community that their place here is hopefully of the utmost importance.
We will first hear from Ronnie Chavez from DICE, who will read a reflection from an anonymous student who has been impacted personally by the experience of migration and who has also visited the U.S.-Mexico border as part of Justice in January through the Center for Community Engagement.
My parents left their roots and home yearning for a better future. Scared and anxious, they took a leap of faith with no money, no food, and no familiarity. They left Mexico with nothing but suitcases filled with dreams. Both took strength in each other. The fieldwork was all they had. Living in half of a garage was all they had, and their dreams were all they had. Beautiful fields of California were seen from sunrise to sunset, but that was just a beautiful facade shielding the reality of immigrants. My parents worked under the scorching heat without proper breaks, working long hours with less than minimum wage. They experienced constant discrimination, racism, and prejudice against who they were. Go back to your country. You don't deserve to be here. Are you even speaking English? You are worthless. But they kept quiet and they didn't say a word. They kept their anger and tears inside. This ignorance was not worth fighting against. The fear of not being able to be with me was their motivation and strength to not say a word about the injustices they were experiencing. As my younger sister writes, it's time. Free these hands from the chains of oppression. Liberate my spirit from the shame and despair. Quench my thirst for equality, for my chapped lips long the taste. I have been made unworthy of my human rights, only holding on by a thread. Enough of poor work conditions and wages. Our sunburned skins and dusty hands can take it no longer. Let us join our voices together as one. Together we can.
We'd like to invite you to paint our wall with messages of welcome and solidarity.
Our hope is to do a rather large event on August 28th, which would be the first week of classes, and kind of coincide some of this energy with that new, hopeful student energy, and engage them in allowing in their way to show their support for their friends and colleagues and professors and staff members who might be feeling really threatened during this political time.